Medieval history buffs and Czech opera fans may well know the story of the occupation of Bohemia by the Duke of Brandenburg soon after King Ottokar II died in battle in the year 1278. That tumultuous period was the setting of Bedřich Smetana's very first three-act opera, Brane Boží v Čechách, whose overriding theme was the Czechs' struggle to rid themselves of oppressive Germanic rulers. But few outside the Pilsen region know the tale of the outlaw Oldřich of Sukožín, a Robin Hood-type figure who battled the Brandenburgs from a forest stronghold. The legend has long captivated the imagination of Leoš Kastner, a young Czech filmmaker from the region, now shooting a historical drama financed through crowdfunding. Before delving into his film project, Zbojník, or The Outlaw, his second independent feature, I began by asking him how he got his start in film.
V čase nejvyšší nouze se k tobě připojí.
Ahoj, vítám vás u našeho nového projektu Zbojník. Já jsem Leoš Kastner, autor tohoto filmu.
My name is Leoš Kastner and I'm from Prestitz. It's a small city next to Pilsen. I am a filmmaker and mainly I am a camera operator. I study in Faculty of Design and Art of Ladislav Sutnar in Pilsen and I study multimedia. It's a study program where I have some disciplines, some film disciplines like camera, directing, editing and CGI and 3D art. I started with film like an independent beginner 10 years ago and I editing my films in Adobe Premiere, and for 3D art and CGI I used After Effects and Autodesk Maya. So it's mainly software where I am making the movies.
So you started 10 years ago and you are now 24, or how old are you now? Okay. Was there someone in your life who kind of inspired you to go in this direction? Do you come from an artistic family, or how did your interest start?
Yeah, my grandfather is a painter, and but my family is especially electro mechanics and techniques, so I'm a black sheep of the family.
Please tell me about your first film, Trash Town. What was your vision?
Okay, Trash Town was my first feature film. It's a post-apocalyptic movie. In 2017, I have a dream. The dream was about end of the world. The pandemic destroys the civilization, and I was in a city. And that city, in this city, where many of nations, British, Germany, Czech people, Muslims, and it inspired me to making the movie Trash Town. It's a legacy of migration crisis. So the and the filmmaking was not so good at the beginning, but because our group was broken because of two ambitious people, and I stand alone. And after 1 year, I found a new group of people, and this group of people around the Trash Town is now in Zvonik.
What did you learn from the experience of filming Trash Town?
It was a great experience because I learned a lot. The action camera, we have a combat coordinator Wojciech Dobel, and I learned a lot about the action cameras and about the lead the crew. So it was the best experience I had.
Okay. Now maybe if we turn to Oldřich of Sukožin, if you excuse my pronunciation. So you are from the area. Did you grow up with stories about him, or how much did you learn about this historical figure in school, or just when did you become interested in the story?
Firstly, Middle Ages is my love, and I always loved the medieval stories. And the main story of the film The Outlaw, Zbojník in Czech, of the bandit Oldřich of Sukořín, is from the area where I lived. I spent my child in this forest. From this forest, Sukořín, we have so many dark and mad myths and legends. So it inspired me. There will be a lot of things inspired by history, but the main story is a fiction.
Everyone knows Janošík from Slovakia.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Does the average Czech, someone not from the area, do they know who Oldřich of Sukořín was? Is he a famous figure among Czechs?
No. It's not famous as Slovakia bandit Janošík, but in Czech we have two famous bandit. It's Ondráš of Janovic. It's a famous Czech bandit, and I inspired by the story of this famous Czech bandit. The main story is after the death of Bohemian King Ottokar II, and Otto V, the Margrave of Brandenburg, will arrive to Czech Kingdom, and he will plunder all the regions. So it's a main negative character of the story. And this Otto, Margrave of Brandenburg, have some noblemen, and they help him with the plunderage of this region. And one of them is in our story. His name is Gerhard von Abendorf. It's a Brandenburg nobleman, and it's a main negative character of our story.
Nejbližší moji, družino moje, rodino moje. Vím, že mnozí z vás jste si život v lese nezvolili. Vím dobře, že chcete jít zpátky domů.
Can you tell me a bit more about Oldřich as you envision him? Is he a bandit who then becomes more of a patriot and gets involved in the good fight, so to speak? Or how does the character evolve?
We know that English bandit Robin Hood or Slovakia Janošík, they were folk heroes. And Oldřich of Ropov will have a dark side of his character. So mainly he will have a good character, but some dark part of his soul.
You mentioned combat coordinator Wojciech Wrobel, but I understand you also have a medieval professor, and you're working with a local house of history, as it's called.
Yeah. I worked with combat coordinator Wojciech Wrobel, and it's a screenwriter too, and a very important person of this movie. So, and the history about this region and legends and some 3D reconstructions of medieval buildings here. Michal Tejček helped me from history, from a house of history, Přeštice. And the main historical consultant is Professor Josef Žemlička, and he is author of many books of Přemyslid dynasty. And actually, I work with music composers Jan Valta and Adam Sporka from Game Studio Warhols. They did it Kingdom Come Deliverance. It's a famous game.
So a lot of experts are involved in the project, volunteering their time, because I know this is a crowdfunded project and you've got a very tight budget, right? not so much money.
Yeah. It's yes, I have a lot of professionals, and I managed to get excited this professional. So I want to get the money from a crowdfunding campaign in StartLaunch. It will be not money for me or some or people from staff from our group. It's mainly for costumes and locations and some propagation and distribution.
And you've already filmed a trailer to get people interested in and to help with the crowdfunding. I understand that a lot of the scenes will be kind of green screens, right? And CGI to keep the cost low. Can you tell me a bit about that process and how much you're doing yourself?
The Green Screen Studio is in a Faculty of Design and Art where I study. But we thought about it, and we don't want to have a lot of scenes in CGI because the people really likes nature and not so VFX scenes.
Do you have a kind of an inspiration for this kind of filmmaking? I mean, was there a particular independent director?
I am inspired by mainly from Ridley Scott. It's a famous historical director, and his movie Kingdom of Heaven is historically accurate. So I like the axis of the movie, like Ridley Scott has.
You mentioned earlier some of the money is going for locations. There's the Malyshov Fortress and the Kurya Vidkov. Can you tell me about some of the locations?
The main story of a bandit of Oldřich of Sukhorin is it will be filmed in a Sukhorin forest, and the village life will be filmed in Kurya Vidkov. It's a replica of medieval village from 11th century, and the fortress Malyshov have a beautiful interiors. And there will be filmed the life of noblemen. So.
Mm-hmm. And your crew, you're already also doing some historical reconstructions, like an old church in Přeštice Ropov Castle and Hotěsov Monastery. Can you tell me why those are significant locations? Why to include them in the story?
Yeah, I always been interested. How the old church in Přeštice looked like, because the old church in Přeštice does not exist. And Hotěsov Monastery, it's a monastery where lived the main woman character of the story, Anna Skrašová, and the monastery was destroyed by Brandenburgers, will be ambushed of Brandenburgers. And we don't know how the monastery church and Rupov Castle looks like in the Middle Ages. We have not any texts or pictures. It interests me to bring to life the old version of these places.